up in this piece. Got my mans that put me on, you know what I'm saying? One shout out to the Uptown, you know what I'm saying?
What you said? Tell us, son. All of our people's in the pan. Oh, keep your head up. To the hood. East Coast, West Coast, world, worldwide. Online. Right. On time. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live on Radio Free Brooklyn. Radio Free Brooklyn, because we are free in Brooklyn. Yes. Indie Fest. Indie Fest. We are Indie Fest. Yes, Indie Fest all the time. My friend. Welcome one and all. So nice that we can be together on this hump of day in the year of our Lord, 27. 17, 2007, whatever. Anyway, what's going on today? Well, let's see. Apparently the world is, well, not the world, but maybe just the United States, has been going to, has been playing a little game called To Tell the Truth, and we've been losing. But apparently there's going to be a new judge. Oh, because breaking news, February, let's see, the former FBI director, Robert Mueller, has been asked to step in and be the special inspector on the case dealing with Donald Trump leading up to the elections. Ah, so pretty much he is tasked with finding out the truth. And what's going on here is they need to find just an impartial body, somebody who's not politicized, but who can kind of get down to the truth of, like, what the hell is going on here? You know, like, was he in bed with the Russians? How many, Russian head dolls does he have? You know what I'm saying? Like, how BFF are him and Putin? Anyway, well, we'll get down to that. But we'll also be talking about my favorite topic, food. Yes. So according to a Harris poll, In-N-Out has been upended as the number one burger spot in the country. And like sidebar, I've gone to In-N-Out. And In-N-Out is a West Coast franchise. I'm a fat burger guy. I've been out to the West Coast. I like it. It's not that bad. You know what I'm saying? All day, whatever. But I'm a fat burger guy. Fat burger's delicious. You know what I'm saying? First of all, shout out to Ice Cube, because 2 a.m. he got a fat burger. So, you know, 7 p.m. in the mid evening, I think I can get me a fat burger, and it was quite delicious. So, so in my opinion, fat burger. But fat burger didn't even make the list. We'll go over that. If you want to chime in as your favorite burger spot, please let me know what's going on. Also, it is hot as balls out here, folks. Yeah, you can officially put away your winter gear, because, you know, if you're walking around here with anything with feathers inside and you're not a bird, well, you are crazy. It is hot as balls. Balls out there, my friends. Bizzles. Anyway. If you'd like to call in at 718-928-9732. I'll be taking your calls to the top of the hour. Yay. We're going to have some fun, talk some trash. We'll be all right. Speaking about hot as balls, let's go to the weather, shall we? Oh, yes. It's been such a lovely evening. Tonight here in Brooklyn, it will be 74 degrees. No, that's a lie. That is not a lie. Right now it's 74 degrees. Feels like 72. Tonight we'll be cooling off to a mild 70 degrees with the wind coming out the south at 70 miles per hour with a humidity of 68%. Yes, in the next 4 days we will be expecting a high of 90 degrees and a high of 87 degrees on Friday. High of 90 for Thursday and a high for 87. Woo! Man. You got a wig out there. Hey, you know, get your pat down right, because this shit's going to be real out here, my friends. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's hot. It's hot up in the box. Raindrops, drop tops. It's really hot in the box. Anyway, we're going to be all right. So what else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about some things. Burgers. We'll talk about 45 Savage, El Trumpito, De Clementine. We'll see what's going on with him. And we'll see what else you want to talk about. You know, we might even talk sports. Like, hey, you know, when a man goes up for a jump shot, he's allowed to come down on the same spot that he took that jump shot with without being interfered by Zaza Pachulia. Am I right or am I right? Answer, I'm right. I know this. Anyway, boom. I guess we're going to move on with a little Far Side. This one's called Drop. I'm going to be getting on Facebook Live. If anybody would like to join me, go on to Remick Benice, and we'll be going on to Facebook Live pretty soon. Keep it locked here on Butt Sweat and Beers on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. All right, yeah.
obsolete is the punt that talk more junk than Sarah sales. I jet propel at a rate that complicate the mental state as I invade the masquerade. They couldn't fade with the clipper blade. 10 years in the trade is not enough, you can't cut it. I let you take a swing and you butt it for an easy out. I leave him seized with doubt of exceeding. My name is Booty Brown and I'm proceeding, leading. They try to follow but they shallow and hollow. I can see right through them like an empty 40 bottle of OE. They have no key or no clue to the game at all. Now they washed up, hung out to dry, standing looking stupid, wondering why. Why, man? It was the fame that they tried to get. Now they walking around talking about represent and keep it real. But I got to appeal because they existing in the fantasy when holding it still.
Rock-a-bye, baby. Listen to your heartbeat pumping to a fine. Ravine of all things is the vein of a shrine. Impossible or possible, cause I'm headed for a new sector 365. Days from now, I'll wipe the sweat from my eye. And each and every tune will stick or fall from the skies of my cloud nine. From homies all the way to six, no matter how fine. Controlling it's a scrolling way to wreck a proud mind. You hold it in your hands and watch a man start crying. Tear after tear in the puppet man's hands. Every time you take a stance, you do the puppet man's dance. And the world's at a standstill. Deep in broken man's bill, trapped in the moat with an anvil still. Killing yourself and dogging your help. You ain't amphibious, so grab a hold of yourself.
But through my will, my flow still will spill. Toxic, slick to shock, sick like electrocute. When I execute acutely over the rhythm on those that pollute, extra dosages is what I gotta give them. Got them mad and trembling, cause I've been up in my lab assembling missiles to bomb the enemy, because they envy me in the making of my mad currency. Currently I think we're in the state of an emergency, cause niggas and sold they souls and now they souls is hollow. And I think they can't follow, they can't swallow the truth because it hurts. This is how I put it down, this is my earth, my turf. The worth of my birth is a billion, and you know what time it is, I'm gonna make a million. Yeah, you know what time is it. Yeah, you know what time is it.
We all like to welcome you here to this little flight. Now entering 50,000 feet. Get you higher than the sky. All day and all night. You have to enjoy the ride.
Yeah, and we're back. That was Farside. Drop! And welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Land of the free, home of the who cares, man. Just pay your rent. Anyway, my name is Remick Benice. I'll be here for the top of the hour talking that trash. Hope all and everything is well with you. Pretty much we got that breaking news once again. Robert Mueller, hopefully he can save the whole democracy. Who knew? What's up, Jean? Jean, Celestin, como nous y est? Nous la donne. Hey, how are you, my friend? Anyway, what's up with you, Todd? Good to see you out there. Anyway, what's going on? Also, burgers. Boom. Here's the true breaking news of the day. Apparently, In-N-Out has been upended as the top burger spot in the country, according to a Harris poll. Yes, it's been upended by your favorite, Five Guys. Now, Five Guys does make a delicious burger, whatever. If you're still a red meat eater, chime in. Let me know what you eat. You know, the list was kind of ridiculous. On the list, it was Five Guys, In-N-Out, Shake Shack, Wendy's, some place called Culver's, which I've never heard of. But, you know, if you know of Culver's, please let me know. Whataburger, McDonald's, sidebar. How does McDonald's even make the list? Like, you know, I understand Wendy's. But McDonald's shouldn't even make the list. I mean, come on, B. Seriously? Oh, man. Anyway, Sonic. Another one. Sonic. Where are you? There are no Sonics around here. Smash Burger. Let's see. And Steak and Shake. I don't know where Steak and Shake lives, but apparently Steak and Shake, you made the top 10. So what's up with that? We need more hood facts. Okay, hood facts. Nobody knows the name of their corner store, but everybody just calls it a bodega. Hood facts.
All right. There you go. That's the truth. Like, it's just a bodega. You know, you may not even have any like Puerto Ricans working up in there, but it's just a bodega. Am I right or am I right? Answer, I'm right. I know this. You know, I don't need you to tell me I'm right. I was there. I was on the block. I know this. All right. Boom. We need more hood facts. Like, I gotta spit the hood facts. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I know some facts about Martha Stewart. You ever thought about that? Huh? Huh? How about, do you know, or maybe I know a lot of facts about Martha's Vineyard. Huh? What? Well, that's bad true. Oh, yes, once again, here's some hood facts. Nobody knows the name of their bodega, but they just call it the bodega, you know? Nobody knows the name of the people who work at the bodega either. You know who works at the bodega? Ock. There you go. And then he's got his cousin, that's Young Ock, you know? And then he's got his other cousin, Black Ock, you know? But anytime they want to get up in there, his name is Ock. That's all it is. There you go. Doesn't matter what bodega. If I walked in there for the first time, I don't care. You know, I say, Ayo, Ock. They'd be like, Ayo, what do you want, my friend? And there you go. That's all I need to know. There you go. Hood facts. All right? Oh. Anyway. It is hot in this little box here because it's hot outside. Folks, New York is, it's not going to be a heat wave, but man, we are really close. It's like 70 some odd degrees outside. It's about to be like 90 degrees tomorrow and like 88 after that. Woo! It's going to be real. It's going to be real. Oh, you know what that means? We're going to be rocking Timberlands all summer long. Hood facts. Another set of hood facts. Timberlands can be worn anywhere. Please know this. All right? Timberlands at the beach? Of course. Timberlands by the pool? Why not? What? Timberlands at the baby shower? Shouldn't do that, but hey, it happens sometimes. All right? So there you go. Anyway, whatever's on your mind, please let me know what's going on. All right. Once again, I was reading over this Harris poll about the burgers. I'm a burger guy. First of all, I'm a pizza guy first, but then I'm a burger guy. So I go pizza, burger, and then you know whatever's being cooked back there that smells real good. So according to this burger poll on the Harris poll, which I think is the breaking news of the day, In-N-Out has been upended as the number one burger spot. And for years, I've been out to like LA a couple of times, and people were like, "Oh my God, you got to try In-N-Out! It's the best thing!" Shut your mouth! All right, I've been out to In-N-Out. Was it good? Yeah, it was good. Did it sustain me? Of course it did. You know, was it the greatest thing I've ever had? Hells no! Like In-N-Out's the type of burger that I can make at a cookout. You know. If I cared at the cookout enough not to be drinking, you know, In-N-Out is okay. In-N-Out is a good burger. I will give, you know, In-N-Out wins a couple of championships every year. However, for my money, I go Fat Burger. I'm a Fat Burger guy. I've always been a Fat Burger guy. Shout out to Fat Burger. I remember the first time. I went out to LA one time and I visited my friend Samantha. Hey, Samantha. There we go. Boom. Samantha can attest to this because she's on Facebook Live with me. So I went out there. I was hanging out, and I was like, I need to go to Fat Burger. Sat there for the burger. Woo! Man, I got this this double king burger with an egg on top. It would cost something like, I don't know, $13 or something. Who cares? Sat there, and I made love with that burger. I mean, in public. I made love to a burger. It was amazing. I was okay with it. I'm okay with certain things in my life, you know. Yes, did I make love to food in public? Yes. She sat there and she watched me. She was a voyeur of my lovemaking up to said burger. I love that burger. Anyway, so shout out to you, Fat Burger, wherever you are. Yes. Oh my God, with the egg. Yes, Sam. Yes, you remember this, Sammy? With the egg, that was delicious. Shout out to Damien. What's going on with you, man? Oh man. So yeah, so for me, I say Fat Burger, Shake Shack. Shake Shack makes a pretty good burger. You know, depending on the Shake Shack you go, some places, you know, Shake Shack, I look at Shake Shack as a franchise, the way I look at what we call the BBQs out here in New York. you know, because there's like these Dallas BBQs. And depending on the BBQs you go, some BBQs are great, other BBQs, not so much. So, but for the most part, Shake Shack makes a decent burger. But I would go In-N-Out and Five Guys are now tied because Five Guys has upended In-N-Out for the number one spot. Now, Five Guys makes a good burger. It does. It's a good burger. If you wherever you go, Five Guys makes a good burger. But Five Guys, the Five Guys burger, just as good as the In-N-Out burger, in my opinion. You know, the only thing different, like, here's what Five Guys offers you, like, free peanuts while you wait. And I said peanuts, you know, not penis. Calm down. Peanuts. All right. And In-N-Out has the secret menu and everything. And that's cute. You know, Five Guys, let's see, Cecil chimes in and says, Five Guys is way better. Best burger in the city is at Beatrice Inn. Beatrice Inn, have not gone there. Have you gone to the Minetta Tavern and had their, what's it, that $40 burger? Actually, you know what the best burger in the city is? Peter Luger's. Let me just sideswipe everybody right now. Now, if you want a fancy burger that you're not going to get, that's not on this list, you want to go to Peter Luger's. Peter Luger's is a steakhouse in Brooklyn. It's in Williamsburg, not little fancy highfalutin Williamsburg. Like, you know, hey, where do we bury the body, boss? Williamsburg, you know, like old Williamsburg. You know, when things were going down. You know, when Sal used to run the place. You know, so yes. So what's the name? What they do is they have a lunch on their lunchtime menu. You can order a burger, and I don't think they offer for dinner, but it is delicious. You know, oh my God, if Donald Trump had to describe that burger, he'd be like, it's the best burger you'd ever ate in your life. And like, you know, it's that good. Point me to the place handing out free penis. I do not know where they're handing out free penis, Leash Allen. Good luck with that. Hope it works out for you. Okay. Damn. The struggle continues. Wu-Tang. All right. You're going to be all right. Yeah. But yeah, Five guys handing out free penis. That's hilarious, actually. I didn't even think about that. Five guys handing out free penis. I'm sure Five Guys would hand out free penis to you. No, I'm just saying. Good luck with that. I hope it works out for you. You know, I said peanuts. You know, so that Five Guys are handing out nuts. If you like nuts, there's Five Guys. Five Guys are giving out free nuts. If you like free nuts, you go out to Five Guys. They will take care of you. All five of them guys are giving out nuts. You get all the free peanuts you want. That's all I'm saying. Let's see. Beatrice Inn joint is like $40. The Cecil is telling me the Beatrice Inn joint is $40 off the rack. I heard Luger's was fire. Yes, I will stand by the Luger's burger. The Luger's burger is delicious, and here's why. So Luger's, all their steaks are dry aged beef. And pretty much, and what that means, once it hits the oven, that thing is just going to, it's just going to crisp on the outside, but it's going to melt on the inside. It's just delicious. Oh my God, it's so perfect. It's so perfect. My God, I can never, ever bring myself to be a vegan. I can eat more salads, but there's going to be like some red meat on the plate somewhere, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be saying that when I'm like 70, 75 or 80. But, you know, for right now, like, hey, we have these burgers. All right. Now, what threw me off about this list, though, McDonald's made the list. McDonald's was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. McDonald's was number 7 out of 10. That's right. McDonald's made the damn list. How did that work? You know, BurgerFi. Where is this BurgerFi place? I've never been to BurgerFi. Is this a Long Island thing? Is this like... You know, like Cheesecake Factory is only out in Long Island because people who have cars and nice lives can have this burger. Anyway, what's up there, Blythe Dia? If that's your real name. Anyway, yeah, but I've never had BurgerFi. I hope it's delicious. Maybe I'll try do it like a burger off, like New York Times did a pizza. Like the best pizza in the city a while back. Oh my God. And there's some great pizza spots in the city. I will tell you that much. And I'm talking about non-slice pizzas. We're talking about you got to sit down with a couple of your friends and order a whole like pie pizza. Woo! Man, New York can't do no better. And we do pizza here. Unlike Chicago, who does like pizza casserole, whatever that is. You know what I'm talking about, Chicago. I see you. I see you. Don't come for me. I see you. Enjoy your pizza casserole. Whatever, man. Anyway, shout out to Pat Rigby. Pat Rigby, what's going on? But yes, but burger time. I'm gonna go with like if you want a fancy burger, I go with Luger's. If you want an everyday burger, I go with Fat Burger. Now, if you want a cheap burger, I go with my honorable mention, White Castles. Like, no one's ever going to mention White Castles as like a good burger. It's not a great burger. It's the drunk burger. It's the, hey, I only got $5, but I got to make the stretch burger. That's what that is. But like White Castles is your side piece burger, you know? So shout out to all the side piece burger spots out there. You know the side piece burger. You've gone to a bodega and ordered a burger at like 2 a.m. and everything. I know you have. Whatever. You've done it. That's right. Let's see. Bladia says, my friend Jason said, LES Burger. I'm not sure where LES Burger is, but, you know, we'll give it a try. Cecil chimes back in and says, list is fraud if Mickey D's is on the list. I've had a McDonald's burger in my life, and it's awful. Yes, I know. I'm going to go with this list is off. Here's the thing, because of the larger franchises that are like, you know, bi-coastal, like East West Coast. Wendy's wins, because Wendy's, I will say this much. Wendy's, I think we can all come to the table and say, like, all right, Wendy's makes a better burger than McDonald's. Yes. Can we all agree to that? Because I'm going to go with if I was in a desert and there was a Mirage and I saw Wendy's at that Mirage, I would run closer to that Mirage. And if it was just like a bunch of coyotes going to eat me up, I'm like, I'm okay. You know, as long as I was still running to that Mirage, that was a Wendy's. Now, if that Mirage was a McDonald's, I would walk and run far away, you know what I'm saying, into the abyss of the desert. Because McDonald's doesn't make a good burger, you know? I mean, when you're a kid and everything like that, and you smell the smell of McDonald's, of course you get sucked up in there and everything, you know? Like, because McDonald's pollutes your mind. It gets in your head, you know? They got all the fancy smells up in there. Oh, my God. Just love the smell of McDonald's. But McDonald's messed up a long time ago when they switched out their the formula for their the apple pie. Once they messed around that with the apple pie, started putting extra cinnamon on that thing, I was done with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, McDonald's was dead to me a long time ago. And they took away, they put that in that McDLT. That was garbage. You know what I'm saying? Let's see. Bladia also chimes in with Chai Wally in Harlem makes a good kale burger. You know what? Kale burger is not a real burger. That's fried leaf. If you're going to fry a leaf and put it between bread, you're not trying hard enough to me. All right. You need to stop. Stop. No more kale burger. Do you hear me? No more kale burger. All right. Fake ass kale burger. You know, I'm just saying, like, shout out to everybody who's out here, on a plant-based diet. I respect a good plant-based diet, but kale burgers, you know what I'm saying? When you put like kale and a couple of, like, you know, beef, a couple of these brown beans together on a paste and everything, and then you fry two sides, and then you're like, oh, it's got the consistency of a burger. I'm like, no, you're not trying hard enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, this cow died for us. Let's enjoy it. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that, you know, bastards. Anyway, McDonald's is beef jerky, says Pat Rigby. Of course it is. It is the worst. Like, it's not the worst. It's just, you know, if you want a homogenized burger, if you want your burger to have no soul at all, you should go to McDonald's. That's the way I look at it. I really do. Like, McDonald's. And then McDonald's switches up and does these things like, oh, introducing McDonald's signature line of burgers. I'm like, what are these signature lines? Is somebody writing their name on my burger? You know what I'm saying? Did somebody John Hancock this burger? First of all, there better not be no cock in my burger. Place no cock in my burger. No Hancock, no cock, all right? I want no cocks in my burger, first of all, McDonald's. How dare you know this, all right? So, having said all that, we can table this discussion for today regarding burgers. If you feel differently, you can hit me up at buttsweatandbeers@gmail.com, or you can write me up right now and let me know. Either way, I don't care. You know, Fat Burger always wins. Fat Burger is my burger of choice. I'm in Brooklyn. If I want a fancy burger, Luger's. You got to try the Luger's burger. The Luger's burger is amazing, yo. It's just so good. It just melts in your mouth. Deliciousness. Mm. And your side piece burger, White Castle's. Everybody's going to have, you're going to have your White Castle burger. Here's the beauty of the White Castle's burger. Like, White Castle's burger smells the same way going out as it did coming in. Shout out to White Castle. How did they do that? Shout out to them. They, I don't know how they made that happen. How does your burger smell the same way coming out as it did going in? How did you do that? How did you do that? The magic. Oh man. Like, I'm sure of it. Sure of it. What? No side piece burger cookout. Oh, there will be a side piece burger cookout. Oh yeah. I won't tell you about it. Oh, that's because you can't be putting out the side pieces business and everything like that. No, no. Like I like White Castle's is your side piece burger joint. That's the side piece burger joint. Like, oh, I'm hungry. Like, or you ain't that hungry. We going out to some White Castle's. Hold on. Let me stay in this drive thru. All right. Who told you put your head out the car? Who told you put out your head? Hey, calm down now. Don't roll down the window. I turned up the AC. Anyway. Oh, so good. But I loves me some good Fat Burger. Oh, I loves me some Fat Burger. The greatest burger made on this planet. Anyway, because they give you gray meat. They don't give you gray meat. That's like, whatever. No. Oh, man. No, Cookout is the restaurant. Wait, what restaurant is named Cookout? Like, what? Is there a restaurant named Cookout? First of all, if there's a restaurant named Cookout, do the chefs and the cooking staff in the back stop every hour and do the electric slide? Because I bet they do. And if they do not do the electric slide, I'm sure they do either, you know, like the Cupid Shuffle or something like that. Down, down, do your dance. Like, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. That sounds really country. Cookout restaurant. Yeah. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Cookout restaurant, y'all. I'm like, whatever. Mm. You know what I'm kind of glad never came up past this point of the Mason-Dixon line? Waffle Shop. Oh, my God. Yo, if the Waffle Shop ever got close to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, you know, like, we would have, like, Chicago type of violence every weekend. Like, think about that. Oh, my God. Like, I'm so glad that the Waffle Shop has, because I think there's a Waffle Shop in, what, Maryland, D.C.? Like, in the DMV, in that area. Like it's in, yeah, it's like, I would say D.C., Maryland, Virginia. There's a Waffle Shop, but there's no waffle. I don't believe there's a Waffle Shop in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, tri-state area. No. Because I'm sure, because people get slapped. Oh, my God. Yo, here's the truth about me. Sometimes on the weekend, when I don't go out, I'll just turn on YouTube, and I'll cast it to the TV, and I'll just watch, like, Waffle House fights. Because Waffle House fights are the greatest. Because I appreciate Waffle House fights because it lets me, it humbles me to know that so many people out there have one punch power. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many people out there can knock you the fuck out with this, like, you know, with just angst. You know what I'm saying? Like, haven't trained in a while, haven't been in the gym, not, you know, not necessarily an athlete, probably don't have a hand, but can punch you the fuck out. You know, Waffle Shop, Waffle House. Yeah, we know what I'm talking about, Waffle Shop. Waffle House. I got it. Anyway, but Waffle House is, it's like the fight. It's like the hood fight club, I tell you. You know, you can get your chicken waffles and you can slap the shit out of somebody, too. It's amazing. I love a Waffle Shop. You know how, like, they say, your mama used to say, like, you know, nothing good happens after 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? It's like, no. The truth is, nothing good happens at Waffle House at 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So get your ass home. You better get your ass home. What are you doing out here? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, unless you're not part of the fight and you, like, your night was not on a full turn up, then I guess, you know, maybe you just want to see somebody, you know, get their, like, lace front smacked up and everything, which is true. Then by all means, go ahead. You know, there's not enough entertainment out here sometimes. You know, a lot of people are cutting their cable and they just want to see some kind of free entertainment. So yeah, you know, Waffle House it is. So I will have made some chicken and waffles, and I will see Shawnee fighting Meredith, you know, over said man's in them. Yes, in the corner booth, please. Yes, thank you. Yes. Ooh, with some sweet tea. Can I get some sweet tea with that? Thank you very much. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm only calling a waffle shop from now. You know what? First of all, there is a waffle shop. When I was in Pennsylvania, there's a place called Waffle Shop and everything. But Waffle House is the hood spot. You know, Waffle Shop, white people go to that. White people go to White Waffle Shop. That's right. White people go to Waffle Shop and Shoney's. That's right. That's right. Shoney's is one of those. Shoney's is like the little brother of the Ponderosa Steakhouse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What, you never been to a Ponderosa before? Oh my God, I'll tell you. Man. Oh, the Ponderosa. I'll tell you about the Ponderosa. Man, the Waffle Shop. You know what it's look, y'all can crack jokes all you want. It's the Waffle Shop. Whatever. All right. You kiss my black ass. All right. Here, we're down here by the Waffle Shop now. Let me tell you about the Waffle Shop. Hey, let me get two pancakes. Y'all make pancakes at the Waffle Shop now? All right, good now. Good. All right, I got the sugars now, so don't. Yeah, can you give me some of that what do you call that there? Can you take out the carbs out of my waffles there? Good, good, good. Do that. The no carb waffle. Yeah, Shoney's. Oh, you've been to a Shoney's. You see, I haven't been to many of the high end classy establishments of eating. I've never been to 21 or Nobu or but I've been to a Shoney's, and let me tell you right now, you know, they're open for a reason. Shoney's is quite delicious. Shoney's will show you a good time. You know, if a young gentleman out there wants to, you know, he may not necessarily be having like all the big bucks, but he wants to show you a good time, and he says, let's go to a Shoney's, you know, give him a chance. You never know. Don't be like that. Shoney's is the shit. Shoney's is not that bad. I like some of your good Shoney's. Let's see. Now if you go now Shoney's, I like to think of Shoney's as a boutique Denny's. I mean, because Denny's is kind of out there. You know what I'm saying? I would say Shoney's is like a lesser known Denny's. You know, they don't have the market. They don't enjoy the market share of a Denny's, but. But Shoney's they do all right by themselves. So, oh yeah. Let's see. My friend Alicia chimes in and says, "We used to skip school and go to Shoney's." That's right. In your one horse town in North Carolina. Oh, yeah. Shout out to North Carolina and the one Shoney's. That's right. One Shoney's for as long as what from 20 miles from here to there. There's like one Shoney's in the town, and one five and ten shop, little nickel and dime store. Is that it? Was there a general store there next to the Shoney's? That was going on. Oh man, let's see. Cecil chimes in and says, "Had a hearty sandwich that had roast beef, turkey, pork belly. Yes, pork belly. Oh, barely made it out alive. Wow, that sounds hectic. Hearties. Man, it sounds like a hearty heart attack, motherfucker. Like, what's going on? That's a whole lot of eating right there. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to shame nobody, you know, about eating, but damn, that is hard. That is some woo. Damn, I'm glad that you're still with us, Cecil. Thank you for testifying, brother. Would anybody else like to testify? On this day of burgerage? Man, oh man, Hardee's. I like Hardee's. There's places I won't go though. I refuse to go to an Arby's. I don't care how many commercials they got. I'm not rich, but Arby's is for the poor. Is how I feel about certain things. So no Arby's for me. Like I will be. I may be like, you know, not eating for like 5 or 6 days, and somebody offered me an Arby's sandwich. And I shall not eat for that seventh day. There you go. Oh, man. Let's see. Pat chimes in and says, everybody who works at Shoney's does whippets and walks into the fridge. I was having a rough day. Oh, the whippets. Oh, my God. Woo, shout out to whippets. Man, I tell you, that is a good high, I tell you. If you can't get your hands on marijuana, whippets are where to go. I don't know if that was a commercial or not, but that sounded like one. So we're just going to stick with it. Anyway, oh, speaking about commercials, let me break in here for some station business. We'll get back to the talk. Folks, if you love Radio Free Brooklyn, and if you'd like to support Radio Free Brooklyn, log on to radiofreebrooklyn.com, radiofreebrooklyn.com. And if you'd like to sponsor a show like Butt, Sweat, and Beers with Remy Benice, by all means, set up some sponsorship. And if you'd just like to set up a sponsorship for radiofreebrooklyn.com as a whole, then by all means, you can do that too. It doesn't matter. $1, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can. Well, thank you. And we'd like to thank you for listening to Radio Free Brooklyn and supporting Freeform Radio. Boop. Anyway, moving forward. Oh, man. Yeah, so Arby's. I'm going to skip me an Arby's day. Like, Arby's is not the cheat day. Arby's is like, let's say if I was in prison and they offered me a last meal and they were like, you know, the KFC is closed and we couldn't find Maybell to make those chitlins, but we got you an Arby's sandwich. I'm like, no, you can kill me now. No, you can just kill me now. I'm good. I will skip me an Arby's day. You know what I'm saying? And I see Arby's with these commercials and everything like that. Uh-uh. I've been to Arby's. There's nothing you can offer me at Arby's that I couldn't get at the bottom of my shoe. I'm good. I am good, man. No, thank you. We all right. Say. Now, if Arby's would like to sponsor the show, then that's something totally different. but having said all that, no. Yeah, I'm not an Arby's fan, but that's okay. But they do good business, I guess. So, yeah, so shout out to them and their good business, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, let's see. I'm going to toss on some music, and then we'll head back and we'll talk some more. Let's see. I think we're going to do some throwback music. I'm guessing I was in high school for this song. If you were too, please appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon here on the radio, the free, the Brooklyn.com.
It's first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holes barred. No time for move faking. Got to get to loose so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow. But we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of pain, dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah! Head for the border. Go get a taco. I see record from the jump street. Meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard. Now act like you know.
Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Vibe, y'all.
Vibe, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, evolve, rotate the gates.
Contact!
Can I get a hit?
Hit!
Boom, bip, with a brother named Tip. And we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North, Kakalaka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loops for the troops, more bounds to the ounce. And wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next is the textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario?
True blue.
Scooby-Doo, whoopee-doo. Scenarios, radios, rates more than four. Scores for the scores, that's mother dance floors. Now I go for mine, shades of seashore. Ship-shaped, crush grapes, eights to play tapes. Pates make drakes, fake for the weights of an
Ella, Anita.
Simply just the leader. Bass in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows a weasel and the earth's an inflator. So yo, the D, what the O? Incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, flat, back, first, fist, foul. Fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Ooh.
It's a leader quest mission and we got the goods here.
Hell
cause my right's my good ear. I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime, so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I did.
I heard you rushed and rushed and attacked. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, vocabulary is necessary when digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do stew like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change a little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have it smell it right, like some old stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear cock diesel, my cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust another round. The rhythm is in sync, the rhymes are on time. Tripping up the sound, just like a ratio. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo. Yeah, my man, yo. What's the scenario?
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
Here we go, yo.
Check it.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Here we go, yo.
Here we go, yo.
So what's the scenario?
Oh, and that was a scenario. Oh, it was very, very popular when I was in high school. Long, long time ago, back in the 1400s. Oh, my God. Yes, it was a simpler time back then. There was no Wi-Fi. Everybody had to make calls after 8. Oh, man, good times. We used to pass notes in class, things of that nature. Whew, man. That's right. Like a dungeon dragon. Yes, yes, Sharice. Like a dungeon dragon. Row, row. Like a dungeon dragon. Oh, my God. You know, you couldn't pay me to be a kid nowadays. Man, these kids. Woo. I don't even know what they listen to. I mean, I listen to it because, you know, some of it's really good. And then some of it, I'm like, what did he say? Could you explain? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know about you, but it took me at least maybe 4 days. And a couple of, like, YouTube tutorials just to get all the words to Bad and Bougie. You know what I'm saying? I sat down and I watched at least, like, two of the lyrics to Bad and Bougie come up on YouTube. And I was like, oh, that's what he's saying. Oh, that's right. Oh, cooking up the cook because she's dot, dot, dot. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. All right. Bad and Bougie cooking up dope with a Uzi. Oh. My niggas is savage, ruthless. Oh, we got 30s and 40, 100 rounds too. Okay, all right. That's real. I'm just saying, it took me a while. I will watch a good YouTube tutorial just so I can understand today's hip hop. I think everybody should do the same. You know, I mean, I do. I watch a YouTube tutorial just so I can get ready for like Black Wedding season, because I'm not sure, because I don't know if we're gonna just to sharpen up my electric slide skills. I'm good. Then there's the Cupid Shuffle, and then there's like the Juju Man on that beat. And, you know, I didn't know that there was this many like dances that we need to master, you know what I'm saying? But clearly, you know, I just want to be ready for Black Wedding season. I want to be ready for Black Wedding season. I want to be ready for Black Cookout season, you know what I'm saying? I just want to be ready for the blacks, you know, just like the white people. I just want to be ready for ready for all the blacks, because you never know, you know what I'm saying? The revolution will not be televised. But there will be a cookout. Oh, there damn sure will be a cookout. Somebody's cooking up something up in here. It's happening. All right? We having grub tonight. Know this. But anyway. Hey, Latia. Shout out to you. Oh, boo. What are you doing to Dallas? Anyway. It's been a good time. We're about 10 minutes left into the show. Yay. I guess, let's see. The biker shuffle. There's a biker shuffle. Oh, God. You know, there's too many shuffles. Like, we as black people can't be shuffling too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is enough. I think we as black people just need to stand our ground at a party. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just keep it simple. Do a two-step. I mean, I think so. Because I'm getting to that age where I'm like, you know, I'm in full
two-step cat daddy mode. That's all it is. You can see I'm already like dressed like old man. You know what I'm saying? I got my white hat on. You know what I'm saying? With my little button with a button down shirt and everything. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. I'm going to keep it like old man frisky. As I move into my 40s. Man, I can't believe it. Anyway, but whatever, the wobble. People's grandmothers know the wobble. I didn't know the wobble. I was like, what are they doing? Like, oh, it's like, man, granny's got a whole lot of hip flexor going on over there. Like, man, shout out to her for being 65 and mobile. Well, good luck with that. You know, oh man, let's see. Hit the Quan. Oh, no clue what Hit the Quan. Yeah, that Hit the Quan. When the Quan came out, I was like, what is he talking about? Oh, fresh ass kicks with a designer belt. Please watch your step, because I'm feeling myself. Throw a flag on the play. Man, somebody get the ref. And da-da-da-da-da. Man, somebody get some help. Pull out on the block. Hit the Quan. I think I took about 3 months just to understand what the Quan was. I ain't gonna lie, I threw my back out trying to hit the Quan. It wasn't even worth it. It was just like, I'm a grown man. I shouldn't even be doing this. This is stupid. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. Cecil chimes in, trying to outlaw line dances at my wedding. This ain't the Grand Ole Opry. You know, damn right. Boom. Shout out to you, Cecil. Boom. Absolutely. You know what? Good shit, Cecil. There you go. There'll be no line dancing at Cecil Riley's. No line dancing at all. There'll be no shuffles, no nothing. No cha-cha slide, no nothing. You want to crisscross, you go into the bathroom and do that with your grandma. No, it ain't nothing on the floor tonight. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're listening to this old school hip hop. Whatever. We're doing the Running Man. And if grandma gets knocked out during the Running Man, oh well. That's on you, grandma. All right? Somebody get her off the floor. Jeez. About to do the cabbage patch up in here. You know, I don't want that to hit her face. Anyway, this is the beer pour of the show. Today's show is sponsored by Narragansett, because Narragansett is cheap. Boom. Mm. And scene. Boom. Moving forward. Yeah, but I feel you, Cease. Good stuff, man. I support said movement. There'll be no line dancing at the wedding. Call it a day. You know what I'm saying? Oh man. Oh, you folks have been too much. Oh, what's up, Bruce? How you doing? Hope everything is well. Let's see what else. What did we learn today? One, for those of you don't know the breaking news of the day, apparently, what's the name? Oh, Jesus. Well, In-N-Out has been upended as the number one burger joint in America. It is now Five Guys Burger, according to a Harris poll. That's right. So shout out to them. Like, let's see. Oh, Alicia Allen chimes in. Oh, there will be plenty of line dancing when I get married. Well, good. Good luck with that when you get married at the Justice of the Peace. Oh, and scene. No, you know I care. It's going to be a big wedding, and I know I'm not invited. Thank you. Thank you. It's okay. Who's got feelings? Not me. We're going to be all right. So, so breaking news of the day, pretty much, so In-N-Out has been upended as the number one burger joint. Five Guys has taken up the number one spot, according to a Harris poll. And if you even care, Robert Mueller, former FBI director, has taken over as the head of the inspector, according to, trying to figure out what the hell's going on with this Donald Trump case, if you even care about that. Look. The whole country is on fire, but you looking good. So, hey, we're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? We as black people should know, like, whatever's going on in the country, we're going to be all right. Slavery, we're going to be all right. Jim Crow, we're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Redlining districts, can't buy no house, we're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I do that. Like, gentrification, we're going to be all right. I'm gonna get mine. You go get yours. We're going to get ours. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be all right. I do not care what goes on with this damn government. I don't. And when people come to me and say like, "Oh my God," but I trusted him. Like, well, you know, there's a sucker born every minute. I don't know when your birthday is, so happy birthday to you. You know, whatever. So all I got to say to them, I'm going to be all right. Mm. Oh, white folks done jumped the shark, right? They sure did. Like, I'm done with them. Like, it is what it is. It's not like white people are not going out of style. It's just like, really? You really went out your mind? Like, Obama wears one khaki suit and then you put this tangerine with a suit in office? This is what you do? This is really what you do? You know what? I'm done. We're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I hereby table this meeting to another night. We're going to be all right. Man, I love you all. You've been wonderful and mystical and whimsical. I don't even know what to play. I'll play myself out with like tonight. But, I might even play a little Far Side tonight, a little Passing Me By. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I think the country's trying to pass us by, but but they need us. So y'all can keep rushing. Y'all just get right. Y'all like the country be trying to rush like a little child walking in front of their parent. Whatever, they're gonna be all right, man. Like the country will have to wait at the corner, wait for us. They need us. So, whatever. I'm not worried.
If your spine is bending, I don't think you should be worried either. And with 8 hours in that position,
what the hell was that? Oh my god. I'm running the buttons here. I don't know what's going on. All right, here we go. Boom. So I'm going to play a little Passing Me By. Oh, yes. I haven't tried In-N-Out yet. Let's see. I haven't tried In-N-Out yet, which is apparently big out here. I prefer a hole-in-the-wall burger joint with 75... old girls. Yes, exactly. So that's what you should do. You know what I'm saying, Latia? Go out there and go get a dirty burger spot, you know what I'm saying? That's got character and everything. You're going to be all right. Anyway, I love you all. Thank you for tuning in to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. I'll be here next week. I wish you well. Let's go out and walk these dogs, represent Wu-Tang to the fullest. And if Rachel Dolezal comes to your door, you know what I'm saying? Just listen. Don't let her in. Just listen. All right? Anyway, I'm your boy. Talk to you later. Be out.
I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be high, and I can be high. All I can do is stay up. Back in kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, because I won't have no more of this passing me by.